This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Officials with King Soopers are seeking a restraining order against striking workers. The union representing the workers say they are exercising their rights. But in a court filing, the company says picketing workers have blocked entrances to the stores and harassed people going inside. The company is now asking a judge to limit how many picketers can demonstrate near its buildings and how they can do it. A court hearing on the order is expected tomorrow. Colorado Springs may have to wait a year before giving voters a chance to reverse course on recreational marijuana. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
Nearly 55% of Colorado Springs voters said yes in November to allowing recreational cannabis sales in the city. But the city council wanted to put the question back on the ballot in April, just in case voters wanted to change their minds. A judge ruled Monday that the state constitution requires marijuana questions to appear on ballots only in even-numbered years, when turnout will likely be higher. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A cold front from Montana and Canada moved in across Colorado last night, bringing snow and sub-zero temperatures with it. Snow will continue across the front range throughout the evening, but the real accumulation will begin overnight when temps will plummet below zero. The Denver metro area and the eastern plains are expected to receive 3 to 6 inches of snow by tomorrow morning, and the northern mountains may receive up to 10 inches with more snow possible Thursday night. In the Denver metro area, CDOT cameras are showing snow-covered roads downtown along I-25 in and out of the city, so slower speeds are advised if you're out on the roads. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.